Hello, everyone. This week, what I wanted to talk about is looking back on old photographs. Now, from a photographer's perspective, I don't mean looking back and going, oh, what was I thinking? That's going to happen naturally, and probably more often than we want. But what I want to talk about today is how that is your own time capsule. All right. You've probably seen time capsules. Schools do them. Some historical organizations will do them as well. And what they do is they take certain objects from this time. So they might take like today's newspaper, notes about who's president or things that are going on at the time, a couple of small items. Such as mechanical pencils or pens, or maybe a calculator, things that are endemic to this particular time, with the thought that this will be opened X number of years from now, right? Kind of taking a bit of this time and tucking it away for a later generation or a later time to see. And that's what a photograph is. Now, they may put these time capsules away for 50 years, 100 years. But if we keep up with our photography, if we keep up with capturing those things in our lives that are important to us, we don't have to wait that long to see the changes. A lot of people seem to have pictures of when their kids are infants. Now, having phones can change that quite a bit because you can take, you know, you've got right there in your hand something much quicker to take pictures with all the time. However, these are just digital images that are stored on a phone that could disappear at any moment. And they're not something you're going to put in a desk drawer and come back to. I'll give you an example. And this comes from the fort. A woman there who runs the cafe had just given birth. She brought her little one in. And I thought, wait a minute. What if we do something very different? There's all these pictures taken of people that they take pictures of their kids, and maybe they're in them, maybe they're not. I mean, how many baby pictures have you seen that are just the baby? But what if we took a picture of the mother at work? So this is a real encapsulation of a moment in her life. This is where she was right around the time of the birth because the baby wasn't that old. This is what she was doing for work. And this is what she looked like. Now, unlike the other photographs that I have, I went and got paper to wrap it in that would protect the image. I then took the image and put it inside of an archive envelope to keep the air away from it, and then put that into a cardboard envelope to protect it from bending. My thought was it'd be something that she could, you know, her kid could look at. Maybe when she's going off to college, 17, 18 years from now, and see what her mother looked like at that time. And what reminded me of this time capsule bit is I've been going to Fort Ticonderoga for decades at this point. And I have pictures from back when my parents first took me up there. And I can see what it looked like at that time. At that time, they had just put in new staircases to everything. The wood is still bright and shiny. It hasn't been weathered yet. It's all brand new. And it allows me to not only see the changes that have happened in the fort, but also remember that time. Like I said, my parents had taken me up there. I still remember the camera that I used for it. It was a Bell & Howell that was a film camera, but it did something very weird and something that isn't done much today, and that is it would split the negative. So if you had a 36 exposure roll, which meant you could take 36 pictures before you had to take that roll out and replace it, this would split it and give you 72, which from a photo standpoint of how many you can take is awesome. Think of that. You now have 72 photographs you can take before you have to go through the process of taking the film out and replacing the film. However, because it split the negative, the images that you get are not full frame. They're not going to be able to be blown up to the same size that you had before with the full frame, but you could get more pictures. But it allows me not only to remember those things as photo serves as kind of a marker in my memory for where to find these other memories, but it also lets me see that time, what the fort looked like, the things that they were working on. For example, they were still taking care of one of the museum sections. It was still being rebuilt at the time. So our photography is more than just capturing an image and capturing that moment in time. It's the ability to go back and relive that moment in time. That's what we're giving not only to ourselves, but that's what we're giving to our clients. And that's why I think it's important to take not just pictures of when your child is a baby, or and not just store them on your phone, but as your child is growing up, so that you have those images of different times in their life that you can go back and reflect upon. You'll remember what was going on at that time. You'll remember the moment that you took the photograph, if you're taking it yourself, or if they're family photographs, you'll remember the time that you went and had a photographer take those photographs. In a way, this is one of the reasons I don't do as much in the posed photography arena, because I like to get those moments that are not posed, where somebody is being themselves. I'll be, in the next couple of weeks, I'll be talking about getting the details when you go to an event, looking around at the side things that are going on. And I'll have an image, I'll do this on the Wednesday video posting that I do to the YouTube channel, where this young woman was off in a room by herself practicing reading a particular historical document. And I'll go into more detail at the time that we do this. But she's in a room by herself. It's not a room that people are going into necessarily visit. It's not one of the exhibition rooms. It's just her by herself. And I was able to capture that image through the window so that she's framed in the window, sitting, practicing this document. So when you're taking photographs, be it for yourselves or for others, remember that you're not only capturing that moment in time, but you're capturing all the memories and all the other things that that image will unlock in somebody's memory. And that's what I got for you guys this week. And I will talk to you all next week.